the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by wonderfully raw cocoa runes. Taste the love. Gluten-free, wheat-free, food-free, pretty much taste-free brownies that I paid $8 for. Don't ever eat these things. They're shit. Don't ever eat cocoa runes. They're crap. Who makes them? I don't even know who the fuck makes them. But you can find out more about them at mycocorunes.com. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I'm joined by the cocoa rune-free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
I think you've gotten that right this time.
I did.
I've never seen a cocoa rune, nor do I know what that is.
They're horrible. They're disgusting. And they're $8.
Well,
see, here's the thing. All right, so I've given up carbs, right? And so I'm just like, all right, you know what? Here's the thing. I've given up carbs, and so I had a sweet tooth last night. I was like, you know what? I want a cookie or something. And I was at the store, and I saw these things. And they're like, oh, gluten-free, which it's just, they're crap. They're just crap. I should have just bought a brownie. I should have just bought a regular brownie, eaten it, and just, you know, said, oh, well.
That was well. So I just cut them. I just had some. Well, isn't that the thing about that diet, though? If you eat one carb, that's it. It ruins it. You have to start the cycle all over again.
No, that's not true. That's if you're trying to achieve the mythical state of ketosis or whatever. No, this is just, no, I'm not saying. Anyway, you know what? We are streaming live on pride48.com as well as YouTube. And I just got to say, Good Humor Penguin, Michael Fine, here in the chat room with us. Hi, Michael Fine.
We have a new listener in the chat
David,
room.
David, that blue jeans guy. But Michael Fine came to Vegas to see us.
He did.
That is a dedicated fan. He came all the way to Vegas. Not to see us, by the way. He came to see Wes. But as a byproduct, he came to see us, too.
That's okay. I don't mind. I like to see Wes as well. So that's fine.
There you go.
And you know what? Anyway, Wes's long hair looks a lot less greasy in person.
I know. It's kind of like my hair. My hair looks greasy on video here.
Maybe. Anyway, here. You know how they say cameras add 10 pounds?
That's what it is. Maybe cameras add grease. There you go. Cameras add grease. Well, your cameras do. Anyway, so that was a joke about masturbation and somehow it fell short.
I don't know how any of your jokes would ever fall short.
I know,
but
right. They're all such gems.
We need to do that.
This is hard. You want to try it? Get in the ring.
All right. That's my new favorite clip, by the way.
Stop it.
Apparently.
I love that so
You've been
hard.
Playing it.
Stop it.
Right.
And you do. I love the fact that you stop. When Ann Romney says stop, you stop. It's like...
I try not to, you know, talk over your unamusing sound effects. Would that be a word? Unamusing?
Unamusing? Sure, we'll go with that. You know what? Language.
This is hard. You want to try it? Get in the ring.
Anyway, see, what was I going to say? I was going to say something. Oh, we'll talk about Pride 48. Definitely, we'll talk about Pride 48. But I just wanted to say, have you ever, like, thrown a really big party?
Yes.
Like a huge fucking party?
Well, I don't know about huge, but I mean, yes, I've thrown a large-ish party.
All right, one of my 10,000 jobs that I've had in my life was being a bartender at a gay bar. And like the day after New Year's or whatever, when all the bar staff would have to come back in and look at the aftermath of the night before of these huge fucking parties. That's kind of how I feel right now. It's like, wait, the chat room is still linking to the Pride 48 schedule. It's like, you know, telling me that the Scream Queens is going to be on the stream later. And it's like all these little, like, it's like kind of like everything is like the party streamers are kind of laying all over the chat room floor here. The Java plugin on the website isn't quite working right. It's just kind of like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like kind of like we blew the joint out. We had a huge fucking party. And now here we are with our hangovers the next morning, just kind of looking around going, oh, Jesus Christ.
Apparently we should have taken some of that hangover. That medicine they've got that's supposed to cure hangovers beforehand. You know, they sell those pills that are not FDA approved. You know, there is no proof that these actually work, but take these before you drink your first drink and, you know, maybe you won't have a headache the next morning.
Right. Now, speaking of a dedicated listener, that would be Donna Sugars, sent me this clip this morning, which apparently I said I wanted to make this into a ringtone, which I still may, but this is the Pride 48 2012 favorite clip so far.
You Amish motherfuckers, bring me a drink and then you can churn your butter.
Hey, is that Nessa?
That's Nessa. I don't know the context of it. I don't remember.
You Amish motherfuckers.
Bring me a drink.
And then you can go churn your butter.
Right, exactly. I love that. I love that. Now, that my least favorite clip of Pride 48 2012 was the...
he's not hot until next year.
That would, of course, be Waylon from Foul Monkeys.
He sounds really hot.
He's not hot until next year.
He was talking about me.
Why are you not hot until next year?
Because I don't have enough gray in my temples and I don't have a tweed jacket with patches on or whatever. Hey,
he's not hot until next year.
Now, they said that I don't listen to their show, but that was from their show, by the way.
You know, it's funny. That clip sounds a little like Neil Patrick. No, that clip actually sounds a lot like Anderson Cooper when he's sounding queenie.
There you go.
Yeah.
So Waylon sounds like, if you don't know who Waylon is, it's all right. There'll be an interstitial coming up here in about 10 minutes that he'll be hosting. So,
right.
it's a fabulous Pride 48 joke. The other fame, but then Bradley, his lovely fiance.
Daniel 2013. Three-way kiss.
There you go. So thank you, Bradley. So there you go.
Stop it.
So should we just do some kind of semblance of order here to this show?
Well, I mean, I don't think we're going to have a lot of order on this show because there aren't a whole lot of segments because we still have the hangover.
We still do. We have the
Vegas
hangover.
So it's going to be a lot of rambling, but we do have some notes on the rambling at least.
Excellent. So, well, let's go about that then.
Well, we're going to go not in the order that it's in there because it's all me and then all you, so you can feel free to jump in.
If you built a card that was for episode 57, you could start dragging things onto that card. Not that I'm going to tell you how to organize your show.
Can't multitask, and you're better at that. So you feel free.
Because this is hard. You want to try it? Get in the ring.
I'm just gonna keep talking when you play these from now on. But anyway, so I'm gonna just start with mine, and we can back and forth or whatever. You know, we can take turns. But Vegas. So we were talking about Pride 48. I did want to mention this. I think everyone is probably aware of this because I tweeted it. I put it on Facebook. I put it on Google+. I'm not a gambler.
I was unaware of that.
No, I don't really gamble much at all. And so the whole weekend, I did not gamble while we were there. In fact, you and I didn't. Well, you do this thing where I don't think you sleep. We set up equipment and we did all this stuff and we were working and running audio until all hours of the morning. Yes. And then you go and gamble until even more god-awful hours of the morning. So I have no idea when you... I think you slept when I was running audio during that first shift. It's probably when you slept. But anyway...
When you're at the spa in the morning and running that first shift and people are having breakfast with Big Fatty, that's when I'm asleep.
I'm working out and being healthy and going getting in the hot tub and all of that.
Hey. I lost 2 pounds in Vegas, so fuck you.
I didn't. I think I gained them. Anyway, so... I got to the airport after it was over, and they have, if any of our listeners haven't been to Vegas, it's like a mini casino with planes.
Stop it.
I mean, except there's no roulette or anything, or big muscular guys who would kick your ass if you cheat, but there are all these slot machines all over the place.
Yes.
I mean, you can't walk a foot without bumping into a slot machine practically.
It's like a lot of Indian casinos where it's just slot machines, no table games, just slot machines.
Exactly.
Slot machine.
And they have one person. It's like little islands of slot machines. And so you'll pass by one little island of slot machines and you'll go a few feet and then there'll be another island of different slot machines. Anyway, and they'll have one person manning each one. And so I got to my gate and I had about an hour and a half to wait. And I thought, well, I haven't gambled this whole time. And I was taking your advice. I thought, okay, here's what I'll do. I'm going to mentally prepare myself. Spending this money for entertainment purposes.
What is the process here? What process do you go through to mentally prepare yourself?
Well, I had to sit down.
Yes.
And I had to kind of close my eyes and touch my wallet,
Yes.
And mentally just go through the process of inserting the $20 bill into the slot machine. And I had to hear you in the back of my head going, Adam, this is for entertainment purposes only.
Yes. Do not expect that $20 back.
Right. And so I'm hearing you in the back of my head, as I always do every day. Just like a little angel sitting on my shoulder.
Right, exactly. Right. That's my lot in life is to,
yes,
to be the voice in the back of your head.
So I, long story short, as they would say on Cocktails and Cream Puffs, too late. Anyway, so.
I don't listen to that.
Right. I got myself prepared. I pick a slot machine and I go up to said slot machine. I introduce myself.
Yes.
And I insert the $20 into the
Hello, slot
machine.
I am Adam Burns. Today I will be depositing $20 into your account.
Right. And at first I started and I had to learn how to use it because I'm a technical person, but there's like a lever and there are like five or six buttons on there. Yes. And I don't know, should I pull the lever? Should I hit a button? And apparently it's a choice.
Yes.
Like if you like it old school.
Right.
You can pull the lever.
There's a thing in Vegas. A lot of people are very superstitious in Vegas, and that is like one of those things. Slot players believe, you know, they will get superstitious and believe that they can only win if they pull the lever. Or some people will even get more insane about it. It's like, I can only win if I hit the button for two spins and then pull the lever on the third spin. Or then if I vary my bet. People have every kind of insane combination to slot machines. It really is fun to watch people do that.
Well, I think I needed the book on instructions on what things I should do because I was not aware that there were certain patterns you needed to follow.
None of these things help you. It's just that this is what people believe. This is what people do.
And I guess it helps if I hadn't changed my underwear in a few days.
Right.
And, you know, okay. So I sit down. Anyway, I decide that I'm not going to go old school. I'm going to push the button.
You're going to push the button.
Then there are two buttons. There's one for one credit or something, and then one for like maximum.
Max credit, yes.
And I didn't even know what maximum was. I mean, what if maximum was in my entire $20 and I do one spin and then it's gone? I don't know. They don't even tell you what maximum. Or they have this diagram on the top that it's confusing.
It was very complicated. We get it.
So I do that, and I'm just going to just cut to the chase here. I lost my $20.
Please. Excellent.
I lost my $20. I eventually switched from one credit to maximum to speed up the inevitability of me losing the $20. Then I go sit down and I'm sad, but I thought, you know, I knew this was going to happen. And I guess I got enjoyment out of that. I don't know.
It doesn't sound like you did.
My eyebrows.
By the way, if you're gonna play slots, the airport is not the place to play it because you don't get free drinks. That's the whole point of sitting down at a slot machine and milking the $20 is to get free drinks.
Right. So 5 minutes. I didn't count this, but roughly five minutes after I sit down, the slot machine right next to the one I was playing, there's a guy sitting there, and I hear. Like for 5 minutes, this thing is going off. He has won. I mean, I would have to say at least hundreds of dollars. This thing was going
hundreds
up.
Hundreds.
I mean, literally, it was minutes that this thing and people were crowding around him and like all this kind of stuff. And I thought, motherfucker.
But that wasn't even there wasn't even the machine you were playing.
No, but if I had gone one machine over.
Well, this is called luck. This is called random luck.
Right, which I don't have any, which means I shouldn't be playing slots. So.
Okay, well, then there's other. That's never mind.
So.
Yes.
But my luck changed.
Your luck changed.
It had nothing to do with gambling. But I had the bad luck. And then magically, like an angel coming down from heaven.
Oh, my God.
There's an announcement over the thing that the flight is oversold.
I'm a very technical person, which is why I have to. Then there's an announcement over the thing.
There's an announcement over the intercom, excuse me. And they say, we are oversold and we don't seem to be able to get anyone to volunteer. So I go up and. Usually I don't do that because the last time I did it, they didn't need me. And you have to wait till the problem with this is if you have a little flexibility in your schedule and you go up there and do it, you have to wait until everyone else has gotten on.
Yes.
And then they determine if they still need your seat or not.
Right.
So then all of the overhead bins and everything are taken and like it's horrible. So the last time I had done that, they didn't need anybody, but I did it. It worked. And I got a $500 credit.
Yay!
Yeah. So I have.
So you're gonna fly to New York City and see me.
Who knows what I'm gonna do? I have $500.
you won't even need that.
It's non-transferable, so I have to use
you
it.
Could, right. So you can fly here to New York.
I'm trying to convince Mittens to take a trip in that direction with me.
You and Mittens can come to the Big Apple. Come to the Big Apple to see the big city.
So anyway, I have that, and then But, you know, I'm kind of, it's me, with me and gift cards and credits, I'm very indecisive, and I hold on to them for a very long time because I think, what if that one thing that I wanted comes right up and I've spent it?
God damn it with this thing.
But I got it. Anyway, and then they upgraded me to first class.
Excellent.
And I got home, and I opened my mail.
Yes.
And what do I find but a check from USAA because they accepted liability for the accident.
Excellent. So, bravo. Bravo.
There you
go. There you go. So your luck clearly, your luck clearly had changed, and somewhere around here I have a thing. There it is.
And everyone apparently got sick.
No. But can we just, no.
I did not get sick.
Stop it.
I did not
get sick. I'm tired of hearing people say that. I'm tired of hearing people say everyone got sick. You know what? There were 80 people there, and 20-something of them got sick. But you know what? I run into people like online on Google Plus and from the gaming circles and stuff that got sick that were nowhere near Vegas. You know what? People were just getting sick. It's that time of the year. This is not a Vegas-related plague or a Pride 48-related plague.
It's the most
I don't think anyone could argue.
Time.
I don't think anyone could argue that you and I spent more time in that studio
of
than
the
anyone
year.
Else, right? We were in there for every show. We were running the boards. We were inside that studio every single day, including the day before we started broadcasting and the day after we started broadcasting. We were in that room. Neither of us got sick. So it
That's
was nothing
true.
Related to nothing related to Pride 48. Not that I care. Well, I'm just, you know, I mean, people get sick, right? It's a virus. This is 2012. We know how illnesses
Well, I started thinking, oh God, next year when we're talking about the event, they're going to be like,
I know.
Oh, we can't come.
Fear.
You get the Pride 48 plague.
Like, no, but no, I don't know. I'm sorry that people got sick, but I don't think it was related. And see, Michael Fine got sick. He was there.
Yes.
He got sick. But I don't think you could say it was because of Pride 48. I mean, you're in Vegas. You're in with a lot of people. You'd be the same as if you were in a big mall with a lot of people. You can't control what viruses were flying around. So anyway, I've never had luck on plane tickets like that because every time I get one of those offers of, you know, we want to bump you from the plane, it's always something that I can't do. So it's always like I'm on my way to a meeting where, you know, I have to be there at a certain time. Or in this case, I could have taken the bump on the way out to Vegas, but I had all the equipment and stuff and I was like had a ride lined up. And of course, then I got stranded in the airport for 5 hours. But it never happens to me on the way home. Because if it was on the way home where it was like, you know, I'm flying out on a Friday and sure, I'll stay here tonight, whatever. I don't care. It never seems to happen then. So I guess.
But and maybe had you stayed another night, you wouldn't have been sleepy and had.
No, that's not what happened. Anyway, so let's say I'm going to move that over to there. And I'm happy that you got a check from your insurance and you're already making allusions to this. So let me just put that over on the list right now. I, on the way home from work, the day after I got home. Ooh, you have like a black background. Oh, there we go. I got back here. Stephen picked me up at the airport. He took me to the office. Actually, he took me home and then I got in my car and drove back to the office and went to work. And it was a really miserable, windy day here in Connecticut. And I was driving. I left the work early. I was driving home and I changed lanes at one point to avoid what I thought was either a bag, like a grocery bag flying across the highway or a branch or something like that. Anyway, the point is I changed lanes to avoid it. I quickly changed lanes to avoid it. And in the process, basically changed lanes into another car.
So I
wrecked my car.
Do you have tumbleweeds? Because maybe.
No, it wasn't tumbleweeds.
I remember a trip to go snow skiing one year.
You're going to make this all about you, aren't you?
No.
It's my brand new car. I mean, a car that I've had for 2 weeks, which is now in the hospital. It's been scratched. It's been scratched and dented. It's now in the hospital.
I saw the pictures. It was a little bit more than a scratch.
And what do you have to say for it? I once, when I was a child, went to Arizona where there were tumbleweeds,
which is
now going to transition into another one of my fabulous 20-minute stories about my childhood. When I was a child, there were tumbleweeds that went throughout the lands and everything. I listened patiently to your
This
story.
Is a conversation.
I listened patiently
you,
to your
You
story.
Interject in my stories. I'm saying I've driven through Kansas. They had tumbleweeds. Maybe you saw a tumbleweed. That was it. So how long is it going to be in the shop?
I put it in the shop on Thursday, this past Thursday. So let me just say this. Thank you for asking. No one was hurt. Thank you very much for asking.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you hurt?
No, it's all right.
You're sitting
it's all right.
Right
no,
there.
It's okay. It's all right. So no one was hurt. Nothing mechanically was broken on the car. It just, I literally changed lanes into someone, right? So I bounced off of someone and then went, oh, fuck, and then pulled over and then we waited for the cops and yada, yada, yada.
Did they get out of the car and threatened to like kick the shit out of you or something.
No, no, it was a woman. She was very upset at me. But I, you know, it's not like I was aiming for it. It's not like I meant to do it. I apologized profusely. I mean, it's like, you know, I accepted responsibility for the accident, right? I mean, I was charged with the accident, which means that she doesn't have to pay her deductible. So, you know, I'm sorry. I apologize to the lady. Not that she's listening to the show.
You know, I was I don't like to talk about this, but I was a claims adjuster.
Yes.
And you should never admit liability on the scene, regardless.
It doesn't matter.
Unless
it was clear that it was my fault. I changed lanes.
Okay. I'm just saying, you should never admit it. You should just call in and do the recorded statement and everything and let them determine.
All right. If it was ambiguous, then I wouldn't have, but I'm just saying. This is non-ambiguous. Anyway, the point is that there was no mechanical damage to either car. Her door was able to, my passenger door can't open because of the way it was dented, the way that the wheel well was dented. But other than that, the car drives, you know, I drove the car for another week or so before I took it in to get fixed. So I put it in, I didn't need the car this weekend. So I put it in the shop on Thursday. I work from home on Friday. And then tomorrow, I will go and rent a car. So I think it'll be done Wednesday this week. But they're replacing the fender, they're replacing the wheel well, and they're fixing the two doors and the back panel. So there you go. Poor Joe in Dallas has been scratched.
You know, I'm really sorry about that because it's a brand new car, and I think I would be physically hurt if my brand new car, it doesn't feel new anymore. When you get it back, it'll feel like a junker.
No, it won't feel like a junker. It'll be the good old Joe in Dallas that I've come to know and love. No, the here's the thing, though, is it is a sickening sound. That crunching metal sound.
Yes.
It was a very sickening sound because I didn't really feel it that much, right? I just like went, oh, what the fuck was that? I guess I got bounced back. Why am I being bounced back? And what is this sickening noise?
Yeah. When my bumper was like ripped off the front of my car by this truck, all that I heard this noise and I was like, and I looked up.
It's hard to describe. It's not the noise you're expecting. It's a noise that you know it when you hear it, but when you hear it in the moment, it's like, that's not the noise I was expecting. That I see TV shows and I expect to hear that noise, that noise,
and you run dull. From the car quickly and it explodes and you jump, you know, it throws you to the ground.
Silence! I kill you!
Well, I do have a question for you related to the accident.
Yes.
Have you started getting any correspondence from attorneys or chiropractors? Because
I have not.
I don't go to the mail very often, but I went to the mail maybe a week after I had my accident.
Do you have a lot of podcasters have theme songs when they go to the mailbox. Do you have a?
No.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Lousborough.
I don't. I'll work on that. More production value. I know. We need an intern for that. So anyway,
you know what? We should have more. And when I asked you about doing more production value, you were just
like, this is hard. You want to try it? Get in the ring.
Yes, that's exactly what I said. Word for word. I didn't sound quite like that. So
stop it.
I have not been back to the mailbox, but this is one trip to the mailbox. And I know for those of you who don't watch the video, you could watch the video.
Yes.
And look at this plethora of correspondence that I have here.
Yes.
I have the Gibby Law Firm, personal injury lawyers Taylor King.
I love how you're just tossing them there back into the studio.
Showalter and Associates.
Yes.
I have Rainwater and Associates. I have the law offices of Todd Griffin.
Yes.
And then I have Dr. Michael L. Eggleston, chiropractic and rehab.
Excellent.
And that's like one trip to the mailbox. I know when I go back, because I haven't been in about 2 weeks, that I will have even more. Right. And this has never happened to me before.
I did not get any. It may be that it's going to my old address, because my driver's license still has my Rocky Hill address on it.
Maybe
that you're going there. I don't know.
He's not hot until next year.
I don't know why I keep playing that. I just keep fixating on
that. You just want to hear his voice. It sounds sexy.
Daniel 2013, three-way kiss.
No, see, it's Bradley.
You need to just have that one as his ringtone, three-way kiss. Just three-way kiss.
I like to hear him say my name.
Daniel 2013, three-way kiss.
Actually, what you could do is you could just cut out you could have Daniel, Right. Three-way kiss.
Three-way kiss. I know, but then Ricky says, right in the middle of it. It says, listen.
Daniel 2013. Three-way kiss. See,
it's like, Ricky, way to fuck it up, Ricky.
You Amish motherfucker.
I needed some clean audio there. Why are you fucked up my audio? How dare you? How dare you?
I just want Bradley to call and read me things. I just want Bradley. Bradley, I know you don't listen to my show, but Bradley, you know, if you want to just read me things.
This is
just,
not on the list, but I have to say, I was,
can we just go through this? Can we just get this out in the open right now? I had an extra key to my room. I tried to get you to give him the key to my room. I was laying there in the bed waiting for him.
I don't think it was ever
a
secret. But speaking of liking someone's voice,
yes.
I get this message from Matthew Korean Higgins.
Yeah,
because we'd already met, but we didn't talk a whole lot last year. This year we actually sat beside each other at Tournament of Kings.
Yeah, he doesn't like me.
And so I'm just sitting there. I don't even know what I'm doing, but I'm sitting there watching TV or something the other night, and I get this text message from him going, "Hearing your voicemail to Cocktails and Cream Puffs, I could listen to you talk all day."
Really?
Yeah. So apparently someone likes my voice. I know to you, it's like nails grating on a chalkboard.
I didn't say that.
And to Big Fatty as well, who has to talk about my 20-minute cookie, which was not that long.
It wasn't. But now that has been eclipsed by the great, what the fuck were you talking about at the beginning of the show?
My luck changed in Vegas.
Yes, your luck. Now we have the 30-minute story about your luck changing.
It was not 30 minutes.
It was like a 30 fucking minute story.
Hey, do you do a show?
It's Gravitas. Gravitas has come in here.
Do you do a show?
Don't even try to segue. You suck at it so badly.
I know, but it's fun. It's
so badly.
It's a thing.
No, this is what I wanted to say. So let's talk about Pride 48, the big elephant in the room, whatever. We had a great year. I think this year is big. This year has been the biggest one we've done yet.
It was a fabulous show.
It was, and that was why that's on the list, is because this is how big it got. This is how big Pride 48 has gotten, is that I was talking to somebody the day before we started streaming. So I had just taught a class, and I was getting some food or whatever, and they had followed me to, and so I was chatting with them, and they basically, after chatting with them for a while, went, "Oh, so do you do a show?" And I was just like going, "Wow. We've gotten really big for their." I mean, no, because we used to be that, you know, everyone knew that we did a show because we were the ones doing all the stuff. And so we've gotten big enough now that, like, literally there's people that are like, and, you know, in his defense, it wasn't like after the opening night when I was clearly sitting up on stage doing stuff and, you know, whatever. I mean, it was kind of an interesting, I wasn't offended by it. I was just saying, I found that interesting that we've gotten that big now. We've gotten big enough now that people don't know who we are.
You know, that's a sad state of affairs when someone doesn't know who Daniel J. Brewer is.
No, that's not my point. My point is that it's a good thing. That's what I'm trying to say. It's a good thing that we've gotten big enough that people don't know immediately who I am. That's a good thing. Because I didn't want it to be, I mean, prior to this, it has always been. Everyone knew who I was.
Well, anyway. I tell you what, I can't imagine that happening. So, you know, but there are times when I wish I didn't know who you were.
Probably so. But the other thing I wanted to say about Pride 48 is I'm now finding out about all these parties and teas and parties and dinners and everything. You know what? I'm just going to ask you this, and we haven't rehearsed this, so I don't think I've asked you this. Did you get invited to anything?
When do we rehearse anything?
I'm just saying. I mean, this is not like set up. I honestly don't know what your answer is going to be.
Okay, I'll tell you. No,
I didn't get invited to a goddamn thing.
Well, okay, so let me go back, because a lot of the event planning happened on Facebook. And you don't use Facebook. So I have to say that there were no specific invitations necessarily, like specifically for that tea party that you're talking about. That was just a comment on Facebook that Wendy made that said, "Hey, I'm going to throw a tea party. Everyone wear hats. Here's when it's going to happen." And everyone was invited.
Everyone that was on Facebook.
Right. So I think a lot of the things were just thrown out there, but you weren't on the particular social network that they were throwing out there.
I don't necessarily. All right. So the tea party that was planned, whatever. I'm just saying, I would hear from, and I don't want to embarrass anyone by mentioning names, but there's one person who I am thinking of specifically who said, I've gotten invited to dinner by like three different people and I don't know who to go with. I've gotten invited by, you know, this group over here, and I got invited to go to dinner with this group over here, and yada, yada. And I'm just like going, nobody's invited me to dinner ever. It's like, I've been in Pride 48. Now that's my second year of it. No one ever invites me to dinner. What the fuck?
No,
wait, am I that horrible of a person that I don't get invited to dinner?
Well, okay. So I will say this. I did not get invited to dinner by anyone except for you. Which, thank you very much, by the way. I have to say to everyone, Daniel actually did something nice for me. He took me out to a very nice steak dinner.
I dined you, and then you left. You were just like, oh, no, I got to go to an underwear party.
Well, I had to go to
you left me hanging. You didn't give Bradley my room key. You didn't help me at all. You didn't hook me up at all. No. You basically ate your $100 meal, and you just like the Roadrunner. You're like, pshing.
You know, I wasn't going to talk about actual amounts of money. You just shouldn't talk about that stuff.
Yeah, but that was my attempt to make you feel bad about it.
Well, I don't. But I want to say I really appreciate it. But no, I wasn't invited. But I think, I don't, maybe you and I are some, like, we obviously, well, maybe this is not true. Maybe everyone hates both of us.
I think that's what it is. I think we're just unlikable people.
But I've always been told, and maybe this is just a way of people making me feel better, that I come across as unapproachable. And so people don't always feel comfortable coming up to me and talking and like stuff like that. And so
I don't mean to interrupt you here, but I'm going to interrupt you because Gravitas in the chat room said that it's uncouth. I didn't give an exact dollar amount. I was just saying he ate his. I took him out on a date.
That was really loud.
I took him out on a date, basically. Not that I was trying to get in your pants or anything. But I took you out on a date, and then you weren't even like, you didn't even hang around. You were just gone.
It wasn't a date, and you had plans afterwards to gamble, and you know I don't gamble. You knew that I was You knew that I was going to the underwear party. When you asked me, I said, I have the underwear party to go to, but if you'd like, I haven't eaten, so that would be
now,
great.
Now, let me ask you this. Was Bradley at the underwear party? The answer is yes. Yes, he was.
Oh, right, yes.
So, and you had my spare room key.
I did not.
Time. Did you not? You did too. I had given you my spare room key days before when you needed to go and pick up the equipment out of my room. All I'm trying to say is you could have helped me out.
I don't think I had your room key.
You could have helped me out, but instead you were too busy scaring the booze with your thong.
I scared somebody with my thong?
I know. That's why I heard on another show that they left. When they saw you in a thong, they left.
Did they really?
I don't know. You know what? It goes back to the whole thing. We don't get invited to dinner and we scare people out of the room. So why do we do this again? Remind me that. Why?
Well, you know, I get different reactions. Like I get all over the spectrum. Like some people are scared by me and leave the room, and others are like wanting to touch things and stay in the room. So, you know, I can't please everybody. That's all I got to say.
All right. There's a lot. I don't know what was happening with the chat room at the beginning of the show, but I would just like to acknowledge the folks that are in the chat room. We have Brian from Sheep Blue Guitar. We have Michael Fine, who is still with us, the Good Humor Penguin, who we met in Vegas, which finally I've seen Michael Fine in chat rooms for at least 2 years since I like started doing Live It Up. I've seen Michael Fine in chat rooms, and I've seen him in the Pride 48 chat rooms and everything. So I was delighted to finally meet Michael Fine. It was very nice meeting you, sir. And let's see, who else is that? Gravitas, who we also, you met Gravitas.
I did.
I saw him. I mean, I've already met him, so it wasn't the first time I met him. Anyway, but yes, we saw Gravitas in Vegas, and he is here in the chat room. Kingsley, who was not in Vegas.
I have heard Gravitas' real accent, but he didn't show me his like muscly body, though. But
was Kingsley in Vegas? Then I just don't know. Maybe he was going by a different. There was no one wearing a name tag that said Kingsley in Vegas.
We did these name tag things, and I didn't wear a name tag once the entire weekend.
maybe that's why we didn't get invited to dinner.
Damn them! They didn't wear a name tag.
Let's see. Also in the chat room, I stop right there. David at Blue Jean Sky, who was not in Vegas, but he did participate in Vegas. He was on. He participated in Pride 48, and so from that Blue Jean Sky podcast. So David the Blue Jean Sky, I was here, and just now a late entrant into the chat room is Q Sledge, who just snuck in just right now. And by the way, I haven't listened back to the audio from the closing shows and everything, but Q Sledge did all the artwork for the dolls and helped, not only that, but sat there and helped me put all the boxes together and, like, you know, get all of that stuff done. He did an enormous, huge amount of work on those dolls. So anytime that anyone has thanked me for those dolls, I have immediately said, no, you need to thank Larry, a.k.a. Q-Sledge, for those things.
Not only that, but he was like the honorary runner the whole entire weekend. Like, we wanted to get volunteers for, like, people to do it every hour. He was like the bitch the whole time. He did whatever we wanted.
He was. He was great. And also Mr. Mike from Canada, Mr. Mike 1972, who also ran the audio for me. So I got to go out, and actually it was new for me this year. I got to go eat dinner.
Yeah, oh, so Gravita says he would have invited us to things, I guess. He says, I would have invited you too, but it seemed like you two too busy. So
No. That's, you still invite, even if you know they're going to say no.
Daniel likes to feel important. Doesn't everyone know that?
No, it's
already?
Not that I don't want to feel important. I just, I want to feel like, you know, like I'm not a hideous person. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So there you go. I didn't mean to turn this into a bitching. I'm just saying, for whatever reason, no one seems to invite us to dinners or to these impromptu, hey, we're going out to the Eagle, you want to go with us? No, I never get invited to that.
I don't have any segue into any of these things.
All right, I will handle, you know, because you suck. You suck at doing segues. So let me just handle that. Let me take a look here and see where I'm going. Yeah, you're right. There's no way to segue into any of those
things.
Well,
so I got back.
There's some things on that are not on the cards that we need to talk about too, but go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to pick one thing and then we can go back to, because you don't have anything else on the list. So I this is going to be very brief. It won't be a 20-minute story, but I just want to
let me start a timer.
This going back to people not inviting us to things.
Stop it.
Sorry, I'm burping.
I will say this. I have been invited to something next year, which is
Daniel 2013. Three-way kiss.
Right. Exactly. That was, by the way, those burps were that you didn't hear because they were
silent.
This
is hard.
Burps.
You want to try it? Get in the ring.
They were chocolate chip cookies from Stone Mill something bakery.
You Amish motherfuckers.
And they did have gluten in them, by the way. So anyway, I just want to say two things. You want to invite people to things if you're friends with them, because that's just something good to do. Well, here's something that you should not do. Go onto social networks and randomly make comments about someone of something they should do to their appearance based on some photo or video.
All right. You are just, I'm completely lost now. What the fuck are you talking about?
This is just a manners tip from Adam. Don't go. So I'll give the short story here. You posted a video of you and I talking.
I did.
After the thing, which you did. It totally, you know, unbeknownst to me, and it's not edited,
you know,
or anything.
Because I know that you're not, I was going to say, you know what, this probably should be edited, and you're going to put a background. You know what, you're never going to get around to doing it. And I love the video. I thought the video was really cute. So that's why I put it up.
Anyway, so somebody, and I'm sure I love this person. They're probably a dedicated listener, but they go on there and they say, no, oh, that's a cute video, or I love you, Daniel and Adam. You know, the one comment they made was,
I got to find this now.
Adam should lose the hat.
Let's see.
Now,
Google Plus. Why?
Did I ask you if I should wear a hat? Did anything in that post say, hey, person who's commenting on Facebook, tell me something about my appearance that you don't like?
Right.
I mean, you're not paying fucking $6 a minute. I can wear whatever I want. I mean, am I going to go on some middle-aged guy's, you know, who's maybe 50 pounds overweight, his post of something he did, you know, and say, you know, Bob should really lose 40 pounds, you know, or something? There is no need. That is one of those comments that was not asked for.
All right. But you're taking the comment probably wrong.
No.
I will stand up in his defense or her defense. I don't even know who made the comment. I will stand up in their defense, though, because I happen to agree with the comment. You look much better without a hat. It's like when you wear a hat, you look stupid.
That is your opinion, which is
It is absolutely my opinion. I'm saying you look much better without a hat. And so when we say don't wear a hat, it's just us saying, you know what, Adam, you look great without a hat. Why do you have to feel the need to cover up your hair?
You haven't seen the back of my head.
Adam, how long have I known you? Yes, I have seen the back of your head.
Well, this year, there's like nothing there. And then I'll get people going.
I have a solution.
Yes, you should shave your head.
No, no, I have a solution that does not involve you shaving
your
head.
Jewish.
Yes, I think you should.
Heard all
I think you should call. You should become Jewish. Play the trumpet in the Jewish band, and then you'll get to wear a yarmulke all the time.
It doesn't matter. I like the way I look in a hat, regardless of my hair. But that is not the point. I know that there are people who like me with a hat, and yes. I know there are people who like me without a hat.
Yes.
That is always going to be the case. I know that on the little website that I occasionally get on, there are some people that like hairy and some people that like smooth and some people that like daddies and some people that like twinks. It's fine. Yes. What I'm saying is there is no need to make an unrequested comment about someone's appearance on a post. That
he's not hot until next year.
Nothing to do with that person's appearance. It's not like I went
he's
on
not
there.
Hot until next year.
It's not
he's
like,
not hot until next year.
It's not like you said, hey, everyone. In the podosphere, in the Facebookosphere, look at this video and make random suggestions about our appearances.
Stop it. Actually, yeah, we kind of did. By the virtue of posting a video, you open yourself up to that stuff. And I'm sorry. I apologize. I should have posted on there. This is a video that I like that Adam will never get around to editing, whatever, and I am posting it without his knowledge. Please don't anyone make a comment about him.
That's it. Unless you're telling me I look cute in something, I do not want any random suggestions on comments from now on. That's all
this
I'm
is
saying.
Hard. You want to try it? Get in the ring.
You know, and now we wonder why people don't invite us to dinners because of that.
No.
If you're not going to say something absolutely, if you're not going to just like blow smoke up my ass and be nice to me, then I don't want to be anywhere near you.
Have you never heard the saying, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all? I did
you
not.
You Amish motherfuckers.
I did not make up that saying. That was not me. It's just known. Mrs. Manners. Look it up. Mrs. Manners. I'm sure
all
it's
right.
there.
All right. Fine.
If she had a Facebook section.
All right, so let me ask you this. Are you really upset by that? You're really you're that insecure that you're upset about the comment that someone said you shouldn't wear a hat.
I've moved past actually taking these things as hits on my self-esteem, which I used
you
to
should.
Do.
You should. Yes.
But it does irritate me. Yes, I'm irritated. It did not hurt my feelings because I don't give a fuck.
Get your irritated voice on. Get
I really
face on.
I don't give a fuck. Whether anybody likes me in a GD hat, I like me in a hat, and that's all that matters.
Right. It's uncouth, is what my dad is trying to say.
You know, and look, I'm not wearing a hat today.
Stop it.
All right. Wow. That was just like a mini little vein of rage there. Like we were mining around in your subconscious and we just hit this vein of rage that just like
that's it. I'm done with the rage.
She lashed out there. So, you know, Mittens was listening to our live show.
I know what you're going to say. You need to play the baby whining thing again. Anyway, go ahead.
What? Why was I going
to? No,
why,
he was listening to our show.
Why am I going to play a baby whining
no,
thing?
No, I don't know what you're going to say. I don't know what you're going to say, so keep going.
What I was going to say is that you drink way too many diet sodas and you should shut the fuck up. Anyway,
And I should exercise more.
You should exercise
no, less.
More. Should
I'm sorry. I should exercise less.
Right, and you should wear a hat.
Daniel 2013. Three-way kiss.
So I'm just gonna keep playing that.
I That's know you are.
If Radley ever called me, that would be the ringtone that would play on my phone. All right.
You know, this is an audio podcast for the most part.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I like the green there. You don't have your aquarium up. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about the Foul Monkeys since we've got the Foul Monkeys on the brain here. I was listening to their little show, the one that they say I don't listen to. And Ricky has now decided that he wants to be nominated for a podcasting award, which starts tomorrow, October 1st. The nomination process opens for the podcasting awards. You can find them at podcastawards.com, I think, right? Podcastawards.com.
Yes.
So, right. And so let's just read down this list here because you and I had talked about this and we're like, going, do we want to? Do we not want to? Do we want to ask people to nominate us? Do we not want people to have to nominate? You know, we can't even get a dinner invitation, much less get a nomination.
Right.
Anyway, but I was reading through here and there's certain criteria that you have to meet.
Yes, or so I've been told.
So let's review that criteria because I believe I told you about this criteria last week. Yes,
you told me last week that we
I told you yes
that we needed a RSS link to be eligible.
Here are the rules for the podcasting nomination thing. That the show has to have been established prior to January 1st, 2012.
Okay, we meet that one. So does Foul Monkeys. Excellent.
Yes, right. So does Foul Monkeys, right. And let's see. Down, what is it? The produced more than 10 episodes.
Check.
An RSS feed icon with enclosures visible on the website. I'm sorry. I was just looking there. I'm not seeing that there. That's a.
Now wait. Now wait. That is a terminology thing, because what you just read me is an RSS link with enclosures.
I did not say link. I did not say link. RSS feed icon.
Oh, you specifically said feed icon?
That is what it says.
Okay,
here.
Look.
RSS feed icon with enclosures visible on their website.
Thank you, Tracy. Tracy in the chat room says that I'm hot in anything. I can't respond to the chat room without reading what they say. Thank you, Tracy. That's very much appreciated.
Oh, they posted the picture of you and Donna Sugar's
book. I know. Anyway, so you do this to me.
I do this.
These tasks, and then you set me up for failure.
I gave you this task. I said, do you want to even try to be nominated for this award?
Yes.
If so, we need to change our website.
Look.
I said this a week ago.
Look. I'm a busy man. I don't know if you know this. Mittens complains to me all the time that I do too much and don't have enough time to spend with him. So I'm busy. That's all.
I know. I saw all the pictures. You made him a cake, which was a pie, and it was his birthday, and he fell asleep. And so what were you doing while he was asleep there on the bed? You could have done it then.
Anyway, I'm just going to say this, whether you act like you don't want to be nominated or not, I would like to be nominated, and there will be a fucking icon on the website tonight. You know why there's not one? Because I'm indecisive. Mm-hmm. And I went to look for icons, and there were too many. And I was like, which one do I want to use? And I couldn't decide. So I needed time to think about it. So in the meantime, I did put a link up there with no icon. And then I didn't even know that we had to have an icon. You didn't specify.
I said it says right there in the rules, RSS feed icon with enclosures visible on their website. In other words, you can't just throw up a website that has like other and when they say enclosures, that means the articles, right? So it's like you can't just throw up an RSS feed that to like the Foul Monkeys podcast. It's got to be a RSS feed to yours. And those also have to be available on the website. So in other words, here's the episodes that are included in the RSS feed that you can play from the website, or you could subscribe to RSS.
Well, we have the first part of that.
We do. We do have the first part of that, other than the fact that our latest episode isn't there. But we do have...
You know, when you used to run Dubious Intent, there were times...
It was a tight ship, let me tell you.
No.
It was a tight ship.
Let me tell you, there were times when I would go over to the website and you'd be like 3 shows behind on getting it actually up on the website.
Uh-huh.
But the RSS feed would have the latest episode. So don't tell me.
All I said, Adam, you know what? I don't really care whether we have the thing or not.
Go
unless
vote.
No, but that was my point. It's like, if you want to be nominated, then we have to do this.
Don't vote. Those of you who are listening don't go vote right now.
You can't.
It doesn't start until tomorrow.
And it's not voting, by the way. It's nominating.
I mean, sorry. I want all of you to go nominate us.
No. Now, let's think about this. Let's think about this illogically. Or not illogically. Let's think about this logically.
Several times from different IP addresses.
No, you can only nominate once, right? So you can
with
only...
With different email addresses.
You can only nominate one time. And that they're supposedly going to be cracking down on that this year.
You know, my feelings get hurt. All of the listeners who've listened to me over the years know that my feelings get hurt. I'm looking right at the camera as I say this. Please.
All right. So there's...
Go
there's,
nominate us.
But we're an audio podcast. They're not going to see...
They can go look at YouTube.
Yeah, right. They're going to scroll into the episode and find... Do you have a time code for them to do that?
I tell you what. I will put this out there. If you nominate us... And you confirm that with me.
Can I just finish what I was trying to say?
Yeah, in a second. If you nominate us and confirm that with me, I will get naked for you without charging $6 a minute. I have gained some weight, though. I hope you like chubby people. Anyway, go ahead.
I was just going to... So I don't want to like crowd people out, right? I would love for everyone to be nominated. Here's my thing.
Just
Feast of Fools has won every single year since 2006. Since the GLBT category has been there, they have won that category every single year. It's 2006, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11. So I would like to see someone else there. I don't know that we're that. I don't know that we are good enough to be, but I think Foul Monkeys is. So I think Foul Monkeys is probably the better choice in GLBT because I think they can, they could beat Feast of Fun.
You don't think we're as good as Foul Monkeys?
I don't think we're as funny as Foul Monkeys, no.
Oh. Well.
Plus I'm going to have a three-way kiss with them.
And wait, in what category?
And GLBT. Now, here's the categories. I mean, you can only nominate, I forget how many you can nominate per category. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
We started this empire, and you're saying that other people are...
This is not an empire.
Yes.
All right, so there's different categories, right? So, you know, in GLBT, that's the one that everyone, you know, is aiming for.
Vote for us in the We're Not Quite As Funny As Foul Monkeys category.
All right, how about this? If you want to nominate us for GLBT, that's fine. But if we end up being head-to-head against Foul Monkeys, then I say we throw all of our support behind Foul Monkeys. To win.
Are you doing that so that if we don't win, that you can just say we were throwing all our support behind Foul Monkeys?
No. I honestly believe. All right, here's, and no one's going to, no one's going to believe here. All right, if Ricky were to tweet out, I'm going to do a live show, like Foul Monkeys live show is going to happen right now, then I guarantee you there would be 30 people in the chat room, and they're a very loved show. And I think that they have the audience participation behind them. I think that they have the fanatical people behind them that will go out and vote every day. I don't think that people don't, I'm not saying that people don't like us. I'm just saying that we are not as regimented in that thing. We are not as well loved in that. You and I are much more opinionated about things than Ricky. And so, you know, with opinionation comes, you know, alienation.
Right? I don't think that's a word.
Opinionation?
Opinionation.
No, probably not. But I would like to live there.
I think you do live there.
I live in Opinion Nation. Welcome to Opinion Nation. I'm Daniel. You've got a green screen.
And there's the title.
Right. So here's the thing. So we have quality over quantity. Why, thank you, David. So I was going to say that there is also a category for the best produced. I would say that we are fairly damn well produced. There's a category for comedy. There's a category for general. You could certainly nominate us in general or vote for us there. But
I would like to be nominated.
I don't care as long as the Feast of Fun doesn't win. And it's not that I don't like the Feast of Fun. I'm just saying that really it's been, you know, 5 years running now, 6 years running. It's time for someone else.
Well, there goes that slot in Pride 48 next year. Good job.
It's absolutely all right. So we already, Pride 48 already has a winner in our lineup, right? Greetings from Nowhere won the general category last year.
They did.
So I'm just saying,
if they're initially I was thinking,
you know what? You should nominate us for GLBT and then nominate Foul Monkeys for comedy because they're much funnier than us. But I'm worried that because in the comedy category now, there are so many commercial podcasts like What the Fuck with Marc Maron and the David
Adam
Gizmo.
Carolla.
There's a lot of big names in comedy that you're never going to be able to get past, right? I mean, if you attach a name to something, then, you know, it's going to win.
Well, look, you can nominate me in any category that you want. Us in any category that you want. It's fine. Just go over there and do it. I'll have an icon up there tonight.
All right. Let me just make this promise to me. If more than one Pride 48 show ends up getting nominated in the category, in the GLBT category, that we will reach out to, if we happen to be one of them, we will reach out to them. If we don't happen to be one of them, we will try to facilitate communication so that we can harness the power of the entire Pride 48 community behind one single show to win.
Okay.
It is incredibly important for I don't know, for just one of the Pride 48 shows to win.
But I've never won anything.
But I don't think that we're a populist kind of show. We're more of an acquired taste.
I don't know.
I think so. I think we're more of an acquired taste.
Okay. Well, anyway, there'll be an icon up there. Vote for whoever you want to, or nominate whoever you want to.
So nomination, but just remember, you can only nominate once, and that's the thing that scares me. So if you would like to nominate us, then I thank you in advance.
Nominate multiple people?
No.
Shows? I mean?
No, you can only nominate one show for each category.
Oh. Well, there you go.
So if you want to nominate us, I thank you in advance, but just know that the GLBT, it's like, I know that Foul Monkeys is wanting to be nominated in that, and I think, I don't know, but I'm sure that Joey Buhonker probably wants Cocktails and Cream Puffs to be there. I don't know. I'm just saying, there's going to be a lot of people asking you to nominate those things.
What
I certainly don't want to, like, steal it from you.
What if it's, like, all Pride 48 podcasts in that category this year? Then how do we pick one to throw our resources behind?
I can answer that very quickly. I know how I would know how I would sort my. I would
Daniel 2013 three-way kiss.
Yeah, I would be supporting. I would be supporting.
Stop it.
The entire reason that you're throwing all of your weight behind Foul Monkeys is you want a fucking three-way kiss.
He's not hot until next year.
That is why.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just
you Amish motherfuckers. Bring me a drink, and then you can churn your butter.
All right, so I love that clip. I don't know why that clip. Can you play the thing for us, please?
What thing?
I don't know. Do we have any contact? Anything? Has anyone called us?
Well, we're not done
us?
With. I have two more things.
Oh.
Besides, right. This is a segmentless show. Oh. Kind of. So speaking of listeners,
Wait. Because I just mentioned the contact thing, and I'll forget this because of, yes, chat room, that was NASA. I talked to John Ong, and I was like, what's the deal? Why are you, you know, doing theme songs for the Satersphere or whatever? We would pay you to do a theme song.
Yes.
And so, but I think our main theme song is not doable because you and I kind of like the hard hitting, you know, we like to talk over it, and that's more of an instrumental thing. But here's the catch. John Ong said, you know what though? I would be interested in redoing the Contact song. So
cool.
We might get an original John Ong recording of that Contact song. That would be awesome.
Oh, by the way,
yes.
Andy Williams died, but I'm not prepared to play those this week, so we'll pretend next week that we're surprised. We got a couple of phone calls, but I'm not prepared. This is the day after. This is the week or two after the live thing, and I'm still sleepy. So we will play them. There is no contest now, so there's no winning to be had. Anyway, and I was really sad because
stop it.
I don't know if I mentioned this last year, but I wanted to go see Andy Williams' Christmas show last year because I knew he was getting old.
Right.
And Branson is only a couple of hours away from where I live.
Right.
And I thought,
and you like the way that he beats his children.
And that's the other guy. We already had that discussion. But anyway, so if you don't know who Andy Williams is, he's like this crooner. He's dead now. It doesn't matter. But I wanted to go see his show last year.
Yes.
And I thought, oh my God, I've got to go see it soon because he's really old and he'll either stop performing or he'll die.
And now you know. Now he's dead.
And now he died. Damn him.
Stop it.
So I wanted to mention that what a small world it is, because one of Mark's friends from the Philippines who works with the same company came over to work
thank
here.
Thank God you were making another point. I thought you were going to make what a small world point it was about Andy Williams dying because you wanted to go see him. And I was I don't think that really kind of relates
and
there. That's not logically sound. But go ahead. No, I see what you're
saying. This friend comes over. And they're at some get together that I'm not at, and Mark is saying things about me, and he makes some comment about the trip to Vegas, and his friend Jeff says, no, that's not right. There, Vegas is happening, and he's like, how do you know? And he's like correcting Mark about things that are happening in my life, and like with Pride 48, and Mark's like, how do you know? And he's like, well, I listened to his show.
Excellent.
I've been listening to his show for like a year.
Excellent.
So one of Mark's friends from the Philippines has been listening to the show longer than I've even known Mark.
There you go.
It's just it's random. It's really random.
Excellent.
But
I have, because I set up a Scruff account before I went out to Vegas this year.
Okay.
Just to, you know.
And someone from Scruff said, I've been listening to your podcast.
No, but I put on my Scruff ID. It has my dubious intent. And it's, you know, I like the podcasting and it has our link and everything like that. But yeah, now that I've been back in New Haven, I forgot I was on my phone and someone did like message me here and go, oh, I listened to your show. So hi,
by the way,
person in New Haven.
By the way, if you are on Grindr, do not put a link to the show. They will ban your ass.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. You cannot advertise on Grindr. There's a lot of stuff you can't do on Grindr.
Well, there you go. Stupid Grindr.
So I've been living a lot at Mark's. And
you are relentless. You put a card there and God damn it, it doesn't matter whether it fits or not. You're going to talk about it. You're going to get each and every card into the show.
Well, today I am, because we didn't plan a lot of segments. So
all right,
we're just chatting. So I have been living a lot at Mark's because he's stubborn and he won't freaking
chat room
stay
says
over
you can
here.
Only advertise cock on Grindr
apparently, but you can't do that naked because they'll ban you for that as well. But anyway, so I just I have a dilemma, because most of this not having time is because I want to see him and I want to spend time with him, but all of my equipment is in my apartment. So, but he only stays here on the weekends. And all during the week, if I want to spend the night with him or anything like that, I have to stay at his place. We discussed when my lease is up, moving in together. But we would have to do that in a separate place because he's in a staff house and we can't actually say that I'm almost living there. But it's just been, I don't know how to do this. It's very hard when you're at that stage in a relationship.
This is hard. You want to try it? Get in the ring.
Right. It's very hard.
This is hard.
When you're in that stage of
stop it.
Where you both still have your own residences.
Well, then stop.
But you're trying
stop
to,
it.
Well, okay. He has to stay at his place, but I can't physically move in there because it's a staff house. And there will be another person that will come there eventually, and I can't move all my furniture and everything in there.
Okay.
He can't move here.
Because
he shares a car with the other staff members who live in that same apartment complex.
Yes.
And it would be a logistical nightmare with us trying to get him either to work or to a car every morning.
Stop it.
So
let me ask you this. I mean, does he pay rent?
Yes.
How much rent does he pay?
Well, it's a staff apartment. He pays like $700 a month, which includes like the cable and everything.
So would combining your rent be cheaper than a very inexpensive, like a smart car or something, like a really tiny car, you know, like a little commuter car?
He could. Well, the discussion was that we would work out the car thing, but we would wait until my lease is up. But that's next July. So
I'm just saying, if he's paying $700 a month for a apartment and you could get a little smart car, like a lease on a little smart car for like $299 a month, then that's $400 cheaper. Right. So it's like, so then he has a car to drive around.
So you want me to pay all the rent, have him move here, and then he just have a little car payment?
No. Then he can then use his $400 extra that towards your rent, is what I'm saying. Is it like then you two can live cheaper than one, is what I was
saying. Let me tell you something about Asians. They're cheap.
I just can't. You know what? There's certain things you just don't say.
Let me tell you, I bought him a Roku.
We're currently trying to woo John Ong into doing our contact theme song.
I think we
don't want to say anything bad about Asians.
I think I mentioned that when I first met Mark and I went to his apartment.
Stop it.
There was still plastic wrap on his television. And I asked him why
Stop
it was still there.
Yes.
And apparently they leave plastic wrap on things so that they've spent good money on it. They don't want it to get scratched up. Well, I bought him a Roku for his birthday, and I went in, he had set it up, and I went in there today, and he set it up with the plastic still wrapped around it. It's just, you know. And then he said, oh, we can move in together, but only if I'm going to be saving money by living there.
We're not making fun of Asians because we need John Ong. Can you fix that where I called him John Wong? I can't believe I called him John.
Well, I'll go back in. And just
the only people that we're allowed to make fun of are the Amish for no apparent reason. I can't even remember why.
Can you play the birthday song?
No. I can in a minute as soon as I get it, but I don't have it queued at the moment.
Well, because
I saw nothing in that segment, and so
there's never anything in that segment because it would the surprise would be gone.
I know. I'm trying to. My old soundboard isn't working right, and so I'm trying to switch, and I didn't get everything switched. And so anyway, there's a lot of things, and now that I've wasted enough time, now I can do it.
Okay. It's your birthday.
DI Plus birthday segment brought to you by something. Make sure you check them out at something.com.
Foul Monkeys.
This is hard.
Nominated
you want to try
for
it.
Podcasting
Get in the
Award.
That's right. Foul Monkeys.
All right. So we only have two today.
By the way, not all of the Foul Monkeys. Just Bradley.
Bradley from the Foul Monkeys. Just nominate him all by himself.
Right. Just nominate Bradley. Just all by himself. I mean, Waylon, if you have to, you know, Waylon too.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield door, she was there to the sound.
Am I supposed to be guessing this?
She was there. That's how she became.
Am I supposed to be guessing this? Are you not hearing me?
No, it was too loud.
Excellent. That whole thing is going to be fucked. Because I was still talking and then you were jamming that thing. So just, can you play it again? Like, it was the theme to The Nanny.
Do you want me to play it again? Or
No, just fix it somehow in post.
All right.
That is the theme to The Nanny, Adam.
Excellent. Take a drink. So
it must be Fran Drescher's birthday.
She has beaten the cancer.
Yes.
I guess. She's still alive, at least. I have no idea how old she is. But yes, Fran Drescher's birthday is today, actually. The day that we are recording.
By the way, Miss Kathy Bacon has snuck into our chat room.
Hey, Miss Kathy Bacon.
Hi, Miss Kathy Bacon.
So yes, it's Fran Drescher's birthday. And the other one, we're only going to do two today.
Excellent, because you're going to play it too loud and you won't be able to hear me anyway. Yes, what was the second one?
Well, did I mention that I just reset the audio?
No, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear this.
Did I mention that? So let me hold on. I got to find the YouTube.
Oh, God, it's the theme to the Brady Bunch.
Yes.
So it could be any one of the nine. I'm just gonna randomly choose one of them. It's a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. I can't think of the character. I can't think of the actor's name. So can I just say their character's name?
Sure.
It's Tiger. Tiger's birthday.
No.
No. It's Peter's birthday.
No, but it is a boy.
Ah, so it's Bobby's birthday.
No.
So it's Mike's birthday.
No.
So it's the one that I meant to say originally, which is Sam the Butcher.
No.
Oh, so it must be Greg. Greg, it must be Greg.
It is. It's Greg's birthday.
Stop it.
Greg, whose name is Barry Williams.
Barry Williams.
And I believe he's 58. I could be wrong on that, but I think he's 58 years old. So happy birthday, Barry Williams.
Happy birthday, and that is, of course, happy.
And those are the birthdays. It's a birthday. I'm gonna have a good time. It's a birthday. Happy birthday to ya. So, do we have contact?
I don't know. Have you not checked? You're the one that gets everything. I mean, have you not checked our email? Have you
Actually,
not checked our voicemail?
We both get it.
But so we've gotten no contact since Pride 48. No one's called. No one's
we had two celebrity death phone calls, which were...
But nobody called. And
Andy said, Williams.
Nobody called us and said, hey, thanks for running the board for my show. Or
I did get one request for something relating to Pride 48, but it was not specific to DI Plus. So no contact.
Basically,
I can play it if you'd like, to hear it.
No, that's all right.
But we did not. Now I do want to say one thing that has no relevance at all, but I really think this is funny. So there was this. This is not contact, but I just want to say there was this letter that they got on the 700 Club. If for those of you who don't know what that is, that, you know, it's Pat Robertson. And this is just some advice for everyone. So
no respect for me as the head of the house. She insults me. She even went as far as stretching her hand to beat me. I've lost my self-confidence. Her words hurt so much, and she refuses to talk through our problems. Please tell me what I can do.
Well, you could become a Muslim, then you could beat her.
But in lieu of that.
So there's Pat Robertson.
Why are you watching Pat Robertson?
I heard it on something else I listened to. I don't watch Pat Robertson. But Daniel, if you ever want to beat anyone,
yeah, I can become a Muslim.
That's Pat Robertson's advice.
Now, all right. So you know, all right. First of all, you can hear with his stupid little pre-laughter there.
I'm gonna make a joke. Well, you could. I'm gonna make a joke now. Well, you could be Muslim.
You know, he was joking about it. But these people are seriously fucked up. I don't know if you pay attention to local stuff, but in New York City, which is not me, but it's close to me.
Well, that's not local to me, so.
I'm just saying, but this made national news that there was a Israeli or a what am I trying to say? There was a Jewish group that wanted to put up these ads that said, you know, oppose jihad, and the MTA changed their policies to not accept that ad because they were like, no, our new policy is that we won't accept ad that might incite riots or might incite people to be, you know, to physical violence or whatnot. And then Alan Dershowitz had to put his two cents into the ring on the talk shows today and whatnot. It's just, it's a big ugly, well, I don't remember what I was trying to get to here because you were talking about Pat Robertson making a joke. And, oh, but my point was is that these people are just, they're insane.
Yes. He goes on. He says a lot more in there, but you know, about how your wife needs to submit and all that kind of stuff. And
but
apparently,
but they just keep saying things that are not true, and they just keep saying them over and over
she,
and over again.
She needs to submit, be barefoot and pregnant, and she just
didn't
get the right training.
I don't remember what my point was. And by the way, you cut me off with that whole birthday thing. I was going to say the only reason I said just nominate Bradley was because can't, you know, Waylon said next year. Waylon basically told me next year.
Well, but what I was thinking was so, is so, that you know, you're trying
Ricky,
to get in good with...
Forget about Ricky. We don't care about Ricky.
But you're trying to get in good with them. So yes. You're preparing to have a three-way kiss next year.
Right.
And...
Yes.
I mean, I think not only... Should you do a three?
Right. Yes.
I think. Damn it.
Yeah, really? No. You are super at these segues here. No. Go ahead. I got my finger on the button. Go ahead.
No,
I feel
no,
you, buddy.
I
feel you.
I think that you need to do it.
I don't. You haven't posted the latest show, so I don't even know what the title is.
I can't find it. I'm trying to see what the what's the feed. So everyone, if you want to subscribe. Go to feeds.feedburner.com/dubiousintent. But what I was going to say is, well, damn it. That's a hard title.
Excellent. I don't know what the title was.
Well, I'll change this. You're going to have to do a three-way kiss live next year.
Yes.
But if you had done it this year, you would have done it from Pride 48 2012 live.
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus, 229, whatever the fuck you guys don't call. You can send us an email. You know what? It doesn't matter. You guys don't email either.
Man, you are just bitter. No wonder they're not going to nominate.
I spent two fucking days after Pride 48 editing people's audio, sending it out to them and everything. Would it kill someone to call our fucking voicemail line? God, would it kill them?
Could you fucking invite me to dinner? And by the way, could you email the show? And could you also leave a voicemail? I mean, would it fucking kill you? Jesus.
So now you're just basically you're just repeating everything that I just said.
Right. Exactly. I am.
Yes, Gravitas, I know you do call and send emails.
Wow, you are such a whiny bitch sometimes.
You know, I'm not the one that went off about the hat in the video, whatever. Say goodnight, Chet.
Goodnight, David.
From the shit. Fuck. Stop. Goddamn mic stand.
It's your music. You can stop.
I know, but
you
no, I hit that, and that's
you.
On my track, and I can't. You fucking douche! Hold on.
Oh, that was a lovely noise.
Well, at least now it clears my hand over there. See, now I've gone up and down. All right, let's try this again.